From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For the third day in a row, the Dow Industrials slipped into bear market territory, down 20% from its peak, before recovering to hover just above that threshold. All three major indexes closed slightly higher today. As NPR's Kurt Nickisch reports, many small investors are shrugging their shoulders at this market.
While the Dow Industrial spent much of the day in the bear's grasp, the closest some household investors came to seeing bears was Bubba and Smokey. The two black bear cubs just went on display at the zoo in Stoneham, Massachusetts.
These are the bears I like. I like to see the black bears. Those are the good ones. The Wall Street ones are not. They're not that good.
William Cameron, a local engineer, is very worried about his retirement savings, which have really been taking a hit. But he doesn't want to take a loss and move into something more stable because he could lose a second time if the stock market bounces back.
You know, something breaks somewhere and then that'll back into a bull market or the bear market continues, you know. You just have to wait and see what happens.
Catherine Webb is a little more pessimistic. The substitute teacher from Maine brought her four kids here to see the new bear cubs, and she's resigned to dealing with a bear market, too.
It's just dropping every day. I don't see it improving for a long time.
Still, she's also leaving her investments alone. She's just not putting any more money into them.
Don't add to it. I can spend it on my kids instead.
They're laughing nervously, but Webb and Cameron are actually pretty typical of what financial planners have been seeing lately.
I'm not seeing panic at all.
Barbara Attardo is with Tophius Financial Advisors in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She says she's actually gotten very few calls from clients fretting about whether to liquidate. She thinks people learned from when the tech bubble burst and they're more realistic about ups and downs.
We're down right now, but we're close to the lows that we were in January. It's not like we haven't been here before.
Attardo says people could lose their patience with the market if it starts dropping off more sharply. But for now, she says most average investors aren't seeing bears or bulls. They're just waiting to see. Kurt Nickisch, NPR News.